Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 79, Understanding Your Training Plan. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. My name's Gerard. I coach people for Ironman, Half Ironman, and other endurance events. And this podcast is a way of sharing important information with the team I coach, but it's available for anyone in the great wide world to listen to. If you're out there in the great wide world and you like what you hear, please search for Mr. Smith's Iron Team, learn more about what we do. Okay, last episode I did talked about the importance of being adaptable, because now that episode was actually recorded just before we went into lockdown again. And so it proved to be very, very appropriate at the time. I was talking a bit smaller scale than that, but it absolutely applies to that. This week I want to change tack and talk about understanding your training plan. Now, why do I want to do this? I want to do this because we've got a lot of new people to the team this year, and every coach has a different approach to how they put together training. So I think it's really important to understand the thinking behind the plan, because the better you understand that, then the more likely you are to be able to use and adapt that plan to exactly what you need. And we know that one of the really key foundations of performance is consistently following a plan over time. If you understand your plan, I believe you're more likely to follow it. Okay, so this applies particularly to those using our squad plans. The individuals I'm coaching may see similar or different things in their plans. And those squad plans, they're written at a point in time where I can't predict you in every detail every day of the week. And I'm sure that's pretty obvious, but it's important to keep in mind that right now, when I wrote these plans for a range of people to use, I have to assume that we're going to start at a relatively simple level and that you're going to build up over time. I don't know exactly where your fitness is coming into this plan, so I cater for starting at an achievable level that everyone can do for starters. Now, that's generally about everybody, but for you specifically, we've got people who are younger in the squad, and got people who are older, and the needs of those people are quite different. So you should be aware of yourself. Older people generally need a bit more recovery. Don't be scared about taking a few more days off, making sure there's some easier sessions in there. Younger people can generally push on and do more training, more intensity. In writing these plans ahead of time, I can't predict what the weather's going to be on any particular day. I can't predict how you're going to sleep, how you're going to feel, what's going on in your life. All of these micro detailed things that you are going to have to adjust for day by day, week by week, as you're going through the training. And I can't predict exactly how you're going to be tracking against that plan as you get several weeks into it. So understanding this plan, being aware of yourself and your own needs, means that you can execute this plan to exactly what you need. And of course, those in the squad, they can ask questions and get feedback and advice from me and others in the team all the way through. Okay, so at a very high level, I divide up my plans into two phases. There is base training and there is race prep. And the first thing I want to point out about this is that there's a lot of different views out there what base training is. There is the traditional view where you do a lot of big miles at very low intensity, build up that big base. There's another view where you're time limited and you can't afford to put all of that time into big hours, big miles, so you have to go quite hard from the start of training. And look, my view is actually somewhere in between, okay? We are going to start at an achievable level for everybody, and we're going to build up over time. And we're not going to go just hard out from day one. There will be some hard training in there, but it starts at small quantities, starts at achievable quantities so that you can build it over time. And one of the biggest things about this base training is that we want to stay healthy, okay? We don't want to be out there hammering ourselves from day one. I've just seen too many people get excited and go down that track and burn out halfway through training, okay? They've just gone too hard too early. We want to stay healthy. We want to have a balance of intensity, a balance of volume, a balance of things that fit in with your life and keep you healthy. Because when we get to race prep, we're going to be pushing things a bit harder with more volume, more intensity, and possibly more sugar with some sports nutrition products, which overall, that's less healthy. That's not something that you want to be doing your every day of your life for months on end. So base training, build up, stay healthy, and have something in reserve so you can get to that base, that race prep phase and really execute that well. Okay, so that's the very high level. When we look at the different disciplines in the training plan, first of all, swimming. And a number of people have questioned me about the swimming, that is the one thing that is quite high volume from the start, a lot of people feel. And the real reason for that is it's time efficient. If you are going to be swimming perhaps only twice a week, maybe three times, then you want to get the most out of each session. There's no point in just going, there's an overhead in going to the pool every time. You've got to pack your bags, you've got to travel, you're getting changed at both ends. That takes a lot of time. So we want to get the most out of every visit. If you're just doing 1,000 meters up and down the pool for a swim, you're not really going to get much out of it. So swim sessions are longer sooner than anything else. The other thing about swimming is there's no impact in it. So we can work quite hard. So you'll see in training plans that swimming is the thing that has the most intensity in it. And it's really important to recognize that swimming fitness contributes and it helps your cycling and particularly your running. Okay, we're not talking about a single sport here. We don't have to train like swimmers where they're doing 10 sessions a week. We're training for triathlon. All of these things that we do overlap and complement each other. Okay, so we can do a lot more intensity in swimming because we can recover from that much, much easier. And you'll also see that there are toys, swim toys used in the workouts. Snorkels, paddles, pool boys, all of these kind of things. And they're there to aid your swimming, to help you develop better technique, to help you get stronger in the water. But they shouldn't be a crutch. Okay, you shouldn't be relying on these things to make you swim better. You're using them to help you learn how to swim better, swim stronger. Okay, that's swimming. Cycling. We do some high intensity cycling early on. Now, that you might think, hang on, you just said we won't be. Well, we will be doing some, but very small doses. Okay, one of the things that I see is that age group triathletes, people who perhaps don't have a background in doing high-level sports as a kid, then actually knowing how to push yourself is a real skill. And so we do some very, very short intense intervals right from the start to learn how to push yourself. And then we slowly build those over time. And in terms of that intensity, I said that swimming is where we can do the most. Cycling is the place where we can do the next most amount. Next most, that's a great term, isn't it? Okay, it's definitely safer than running to do intensity. Now, this is purposeful intensity. Okay, again, it's not smashing yourself all the time. It's not random. It's purposeful workouts at points in the training plan. You'll also see in the training plan is particularly the weekday sessions, they are designed for an indoor trainer. And that's simply because they are really time efficient and you can hop on your trainer at home, knock out a really strong hour's worth of training much better than you can outdoors if you have to get through traffic to find the right spot and maybe the weather's crappy that day, there's too much wind so it's hard to do this interval set. You can do things on the trainer that you just can't do outside. And I'm a lot of you know that I'm a big fan of power meters, particularly for that indoor training. It's if you haven't done a lot of training with intensity before, if you haven't done a lot of training indoors before, all of these things are very different, and it's really hard to know how hard to go. So a power meter can help that. I'm going to talk about that a bit more in another podcast. Okay, looking at running. This is the discipline where you're most likely to get injured. So this is the place where we do our least intensity. One of the very best things we can do for running is manage the intensity and do our running at most running at low intensity and be able to consistently do that week in, week out over time. We will introduce bits of intensity as we go through, but there'll be a lot less than with cycling and swimming. Because you know what? That intensity from cycling and swimming, it will cross over and it will help your running. Okay. Now, the other thing that's in training plans is some strength work. The very first thing I'll say is that if you have access to a gym, a personal trainer, a physio you work with, you should be seeing this person to help you figure out the best strength training for you. What I put into the training plans is really some basic at-home workouts for the people who don't have access or aren't fans of the gym, don't want to go into those situations. Okay, but where you've got the opportunity to have someone assess you and figure out what's right for you, grab that with both hands. That's definitely going to be the best thing. But if you're doing it on your own at home, I've put together simple workouts. They use body weight. They use a little bit of stretchy cords, bands that you can buy from Kmart and a lot of other places online. And it would be ideal to have some kettlebells in there. That'd be the one thing to spend money on for that. And the strength workouts I've got, they're not complicated. They're not changing all the time. Each phase of training has a different strength workout. So you get to know it very quickly. There's some videos. You learn how to execute it and do it well. Okay, rather than trying to complicate things all the time, keep it simple. Make it effective every single time. Okay, and also in training plans, there is recovery built into these. Now, you might have heard the phrase, training makes you tired, recovery makes you fitter. Maybe you haven't, I don't know. But this is actually really important. We all love to do the bigger or the harder training when it comes to that time because it makes us feel good. It makes us feel like we're getting fitter. But that session, actually, those sessions, they break the body down. They do a little bit of damage. And so you need recovery for the body to repair itself and adapt and actually get the benefits from that. It's not just the hard and the big training that makes you faster. It's the chance for your body to adapt to that. Recovery is so, so important. So what you'll see is that there are, within training, there are easier days and there are harder days. Okay, every workout has an intensity associated with it, guiding you about how hard you should be going. Really important to understand those intensities and use them at the right time. The other thing about recovery is that recovery is mental recovery is so important. Yes, of course, the body is going to get worn down and tired, but most people out there who are using our squad plans have a job. A lot of people have families. There's a lot of stresses on you outside of training. So just the chance to have easier days, have recovery weeks where you can just pull back a bit and you don't have to be mentally as engaged with your training is so important. We want that mental freshness as we get to the race prep as much as the physical freshness to be able to hit those workouts well. Okay, look, that's it from me this week. So with all of that context in mind, please have a look at your training plan. Okay, does it make more sense about how it's structured, how things go together, what you'll be doing as you progress through training? It's also really important that you are prepared to make changes to that plan that suit you. Of course, you can ask for help with that, most definitely. But yeah, the understand the plan, understand yourself, you can put the two together to make those work really well. And the final thing I'll leave you with is that I said it right at the start, is that one of the biggest foundations of success is to be consistently following your plan over time. There are no magic workouts. There are no killer workouts. If you follow a plan over time, you are far more likely to have success.